Welcome to the KBB Review Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Davis, as always, and I'm afraid there isn't going to be a conventional, boring old podcast this week with me speaking to you in person with my voice. I've decided it's much more efficient to email you with all the updates from this episode, and you can find it in your inbox amongst all the other emails. In fact, I think it's even more efficient to send you a link to a portal where you have to log in and get the podcast updates for yourself. I'm so funny. Yes, this week we're looking at the communication between suppliers and their retailers. Since COVID, there's been a massive shift in how this is done. The traditional rep on the road model has morphed into a hybrid of some area sales managers and a lot more emails, portals, Zooms, Teams, webinars, and the like. Now, from the supplier's point of view, it's not hard to see why this is attractive. Reps are expensive and they can only cover so much, but technology allows direct communication and the exchange of important updates and information really easily. For the retailers, however, they like face-to-face. It's their bread and butter, after all, and they have potentially dozens of suppliers, and that means dozens of portals, emails, updates, and Zoom calls to get through, and the onus is on them to do it. So it's time-consuming, and the volume of information coming this way means that they may miss important updates such as price changes or stock availability. So at the KBB show in Birmingham last week, I caught up with a few key suppliers to ask them what they thought. Is there still a role for the rep on the road, and how do you get important messages across when the inbox is so noisy? And here's what they thought.
The company's Capel. My name's Danny Lay. I think we're a bit of an old-fashioned company, so we have a strong sales force, we have a big sales team. I still think people buy from people. We don't allow Teams meetings unless it's specifically requested by a customer. Some people, the larger companies in the industry, still don't want to spend time in the office, don't want to spend time in front of them. Sometimes Teams meetings are very useful if you want a short meeting, but with the independent retailer, we think that they still want to see people in their showrooms, and they still make comments now about brands generally not going into the showroom. So that's one side, and I think salespeople are cheap, actually. I don't think they are expensive if they're successful. I love paying the salesperson to hit their target, because that's a cheap payment as far as I'm concerned. We also, because we now have two showrooms, one in Bristol and one in Leeds, we see a lot of customers through there. When we opened Leeds, we thought we would see a drop-off in Bristol of customers coming through the door. Just the opposite. We've increased the number of people who are training in Bristol, and we've actually matching that in Leeds. So there was a big, strong demand for us opening a showroom in Leeds and putting people in front of the product. You can mix both. You can use technology to speak to people, contact people, alert people. The problem is although you can check to see if they've read it, it's the time checking to see they've read it. At least if you're inside a customer, you can't walk through a door and they're going to delete you, are they? Whereas you send them an email, they can delete your email and not read it. I think a combination of both, but I'm very, very, while I'm still around, I will have a big sales force out there. People do like buying from people. Works for us.
Jonathan Hartley, Channel Manager UK Kitchen, Samsung Electronics. So I think what we've recognised is that there's a big market out there, there's a lot of retailers, and certainly from an independent retailer point of view, we want to maximise the noise and the volume that Samsung can put out there. And I think we've done really well doing that, and we'll continue to do it, but it has to have certainly a cadence and a rhythm to what you're actually putting out there. The scattergun approach is definitely not what we're looking at. What we need to ensure is that we focus on things like, as an example, Samsung Extras. Now, Samsung Extras is what we've launched here at the show. That, again, backs up on our support, educate, and reward. And I say support, that's for the retailer to earn against sales that they're doing against appliances. From an education point of view, we've got a YouTube channel, which we continue to build. So that's really giving the retailer quick start videos that they can work with their consumers as well. The more we can make it easy for a retailer, be that through digital or through face-to-face, the more we can start to get and engage their trust to sell the product and make it easy for them. And then the last part around that is really CX, which is our customer experience. We've had for a long time now 5 years parts and labour warranty, which is great as a statement up front, but one thing that we want to maximise on is actually what's behind that. So for any retailer that engages and starts selling the product, it's how can they get in touch with our customer service? How can that customer service then support behind the scenes? The key message that I want to put out here is that as a brand, we will still continue to push very hard our engagement of what's new, both in the technology and both in the products, but also to continue to work with retailers to ensure that we have that blended approach. Because I think moving forwards for us, we've seen it works, and a digital and a face-to-face continues to grow and support that retailer moving forward. One thing we've been starting to do, moreover, is to bring people into our experience centres. We're looking at working very closely with the distributors to engage with them, to bring their customers. KX down at King's Cross is a good example. That is a huge space, and we intend to use it even more to bring customers so we can have that touch point. And that means they can have a touch point with both the commercial team, the sales team, the marketing team. They can meet our product managers, they can meet our trainers, and they can get more involved around the brand. So you will see more coming out of KX and bringing those customers together so that we can actually have them in attendance, talk to them about the brand, but still socialise and make those relationships which are needed.
Luke Harding, Electrolux. I don't think it's replacing it. I think it's complementing it. I think certainly in kitchen studios, the face-to-face relationships is absolutely critical. And that's why you see here our premier partner team. We have a great, highly motivated mobile team that are out in the trade seeing our retailers, because I think they go hand in hand. I think for the daily updates and the daily pieces of information, it's great to have the digital portal. I don't think it ever replaces the fact that this is a relationship-led business and a relationship-led channel.
Hi, I'm Neil Clark, and the Managing Director of Frankie UK. I think it really is about balance. I think there are different views that that you can do everything with sales managers on the road, or you can do everything remotely. And I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle, to be honest. So you know, I think that face-to-face presence is still important. And I think that the kitchen retailers value that. Doesn't mean that they want the same sales rep calling every week, but they want to know that there's somebody there that they can contact if there's an issue or if they've got an opportunity and they need some support. So the role of the sales manager will certainly continue, and that's not something that's going to disappear. However, it's clear that we can do a lot with technology, and I think probably coming out of COVID, we invested quite heavily in online seminars, and it's a really great way of getting lots of retailers onto a call and being able to deliver some useful content for them within a fairly short space of time. And obviously, it's an efficient mechanism for us. I think the key thing there is that it needs to be interactive, and we need to give retailers the opportunity to be able to ask questions, or if they don't want to ask a question on the seminar, to be able to come back to us afterwards and we'll follow up on that. I think with seminars, we've got to make them interesting for the retailer. It's got to be something that they want to learn about, and we've got to make sure that we deliver it in a positive way. And what we're finding is that it took a little bit of learning. So from our side, just getting the balance right between sort of delivering too much detail, too much content, or making it a little bit superficial. So it's, you know, I think we're always adjusting, always trying to find the right balance between the different extremes. So yeah, you know, I think it's about maintaining interest and encouraging retailers to come back for the next one.
Richard Sloan, Sonus Bathrooms.
Yeah, I think it is a balance, but I suppose retailers need access to information, timely information, and if it's available, be it on a digital platform or by contacting a sales office directly, it's often the most efficient way to do it, and we would put a lot of investment into back office resources to support the field sales team. I certainly feel, though, the one recurring message I'm hearing from customers that I've met, it's about support and having a sales representative in the business who they feel is there to represent their needs and be that kind of facilitator between the business objectives and the customer's needs, and really putting the customer first. And having that personal close-up relationship goes an awful long way, because sometimes decisions could be made coldly about a customer if you don't have that personal relationship, whereas when you understand the customer's business, and I think the best salespeople add value by helping and supporting and advising, but also representing the customer's needs. And I think any brand worth its salt needs to have good people in market, observing, listening, guiding, advising, and taking a true partnership approach, because ultimately we're in this together, okay? You know, we can't do this in a vacuum, and I don't think the retailer can exist without the support of the supplier or the manufacturer or the distributor, whoever that might be. It's a crowded space, and there's a lot of noise, and retailers are busy people, so we need to be careful with the volume of communication that we send. Some of it's nice to know, and some of it's crucial that you know. And I suppose the really important information, we do our best to make sure that it gets through to the right person. But again, that's where the support of the in-market sales representative is there, just to make sure that the message hasn't been lost. And if it has been missed and it hasn't got through to the right person, that they can help ensure that any resolution that's required can be put in place.
Anthony Sant, Joint Managing Director at Swift. Well, I think it's quite exciting. So I think that we have to think about the fact that the world's changed. We are not in a world now where we have to wait for the next episode on the TV. I basically now spend my time watching TV when I want to watch it. And I think that's what's really important about sales reps. From my experience, when I've run my own business, to be honest, I don't like salespeople. They take up my time and they often call around when I don't want to see them, in the same way as TV of the old days. What I want is to be able to speak to somebody when I want to speak to them. And I think that's really important. So I think that when you think about the dynamics of the traditional sales rep that goes around the country peddling their wares, I think that is basically behind us now. I don't think that's the best use of time, especially with the cost of fuel and all of the dynamics and just the investment required. Let's make no bones about it. It's a bit like the old adage. Everything costs. There's no free delivery. There's no free sales rep. There's no free sales call. And if you've got lots of reps on the road, it has to be built in the price. And I think this is where this balancing act between margins, because everybody wants the best price, do we give the best prices to the retailers to allow them to have good margins, or do we basically increase our prices to cover having more reps on the road? My personal belief is that we actually should be giving people really good value. And then what we should be thinking is, how do we communicate with them? So I think that if you think about with COVID, it changed the dynamics of how we spoke. Why would you travel from London to Bolton to come and see me, or likewise me down to London? We could just do it on Teams. So Teams works. Telephone works. And I think that this is where I think we've changed. And I think that for us, we listen to the customer. We've got some customers that are very happy that we never come to visit. We've got some customers that we want to visit. So basically, we tailor. We have a hybrid. This is really important. Sometimes we forget communication is not what we say, it's what people hear. And I think that what we have to do is we have to make sure that we tailor our communication for our customers. And therefore, some like emails, some like text messages, some like Teams, some like a visit. So I think that what we have to do is we have a knowledge that we communicate with our customers in the way that they want to be communicated on. Take your kitchen retailers. The fact is that they have a huge amount of appointments. They do not want a rep just coming in off spec. They might be with a customer. Then what happens is that the rep will then sit there for 3 hours or 2 hours while that customer finishes the call, you finish the customer, and then they get to see it. That is not a good use of time. Okay, and whatever happens, that 2 hours of waiting has to be paid for by something. So it's really important, the fact is that let's make an appointment. If we are going to come and see you, let's come and see you, but let's do it in a proper way. Let's think about an agenda. What are we going to see somebody about? Let's basically have actions from that meeting, and let's do it in a proper formalised way, not just popping in for a coffee on the way home from work, which often is the case with this issue. And you also have to think about the fact is that often in a shop, there's more than one person. Mm. And they often have days off, okay, because nobody can work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So how do you communicate with a team of people within a store that are often not working every day? Mm. So therefore, sometimes webinars work brilliantly. You'll have people, and we've done this beforehand, and we're working on this now, of how do we do a webinar which then gets recorded for the people that were on a day off. They still capture the information because they want to learn. They want to understand what's going on. So I think that we have to accept that the world's changing, but I think that's good. I think it's sensible. You know, we talk about the fact is that this drive for basically electric cars and sustainability and all the other bits and pieces, yet nobody would question the fact is of driving 3 hours to go and visit somebody and they're not in because no appointment was made.
Okay, so that's what the suppliers think. A hybrid model with the right balance between face-to-face and technology-based communication is the answer. But do retailers agree? So as you can imagine, I also caught up with lots of retailers at the KBB show. So to round off this episode, here's just a couple that sum up the consensus on this whole issue. Spoiler alert, they don't necessarily agree with the suppliers.
Sheria from Sheraton Interiors in Richmond. I think this has always been a people's business, and it always will be a people's business. So I think whilst emails are good, and I'm guilty of this, you can easily just skip past an email, and then you may miss out on a really important part of the information, lead times, discontinuation, etc. So I think the follow-up from your business development manager is essential, and whether that's in person or a phone call or via Zoom, but I just think it's essential. They do need to assist us in that way, just to ensure that, you know, we've got all the tools in our bag that we need to go out and get more sales for them, essentially. I think there is definitely more to be done. It's not the same watching a YouTube video to attending, say, for example, an open day. I know we recently went to a Miele open day, and we went there, we spent the day there, and they went through all the information about their new appliances, the features, etc. And I thought it was fantastic. And I think there's more of that that could be done. So even if it means they're not doing a lot of training in our showroom, I'd be more than happy to travel up with my team to their HQ and attend an open day or a training day. I think training is essential if we want to move forward and, again, perform to the level that we want in our own businesses.
Dan from Jones Britain Kitchens. We're based in Sussex, on the Kent-Sussex border, very close to Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, goodness me. Emails have increased massively since COVID. We get way more emails than I ever used to. On the visiting side of things, for me, I think it's important. I still think you need a rep on the road. I've one supplier that will remain nameless who have, in the background via email, have had 15 different people as our area manager. And I'm, you know, inverted commas, area manager. But I've never met a single one of them. And it doesn't instill confidence in that product, which means I will probably be removing that product from my showroom. And I'm now at the show here now to find an alternative for that brand. Now, it's not a major, it's not a furniture manufacturer. It's something smaller. But I still think the rep on the road and face-to-face contact is super important.
Yeah, because the thing is, a rep comes in and they bring their latest brochure and they'll run through that brochure and say, these are the new things, etc. Online, they're expecting us to go in our own time and open a brochure and say, oh, is that new? Oh, I haven't seen that before. And it just doesn't happen. You know, it gets put to the side, or the email gets forgotten because you move on to the next email. And therefore, I don't think we're up to date as much. That's why I'm here now, and really important to be here now at KBB, to see what's about, because I'm seeing stuff that I didn't know was available. I mean, I know fuel costs have risen and people's wages have risen, but at the end of the day, their prices to us have also risen. So, no, I still think it's important to see area managers. The big difference, I think, now is they always used to cold call. I would rather they book an appointment now, because the general public now book appointments. Everyone picks up the phone, can we come and see you? And that's one of the biggest changes since COVID, for sure. A Zoom call's never quite the same. It just isn't. I have Zoom calls with certain people. I get by because I have to, but there's nothing better than face-to-face.
This is all really interesting, isn't it? There's clearly a balance that needs to be struck by suppliers, but it's really hard as every retailer is different and there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. I'd love to know what you think. Simply email me. Yes, I get the irony of that. AndrewDavis@taylistmedia.com, or find me on LinkedIn as Andrew Davis, and I'll put links in the episode description. Thank you to everyone who spoke to me about this at the show. I really appreciate it, of course, and I'll see you next week for the very last episode of the season. I'll see you then.